MSO, New Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni is joining us. Andy, welcome. Good to be hearing from you again.
Happy to be here once again, Bill. You know that.
Well, Andy, not the biggest news for the Red Sox this week, as we might expect, but no news on the Red Sox managing situation as of now, but some coaching news?
Yeah, Red Sox did make a couple moves regarding their coaches. They've let go bench coach Jerry Nairn and bullpen coach Craig Bjornsson. The pitching coaches, Dave Busch and his assistant, have been retained. So we'll have to see what happens when the new manager comes in, but I guess he's not going to have a choice of a pitching coach. But, there's a little bit of news out of Red Sox Nation. Not a lot going on this time of year, obviously, with the playoffs going on. We'll get little dribs and drabs here and there, some info going on. But I would think once the World Series is over, we should start hearing a lot more about a potential manager for the Sox.
All right. What else is happening with the team?
Well, the Red Sox have found out when they are going to pick in the draft in 2021 with their last place finish in the AL East, a record of 24-36. That'll give the Red Sox the fourth overall pick in the 2021 first-year player draft. Pirates get the first pick, Rangers pick second, Tigers selecting third.
Okay. Well, there's a little good news there.
Well, even so, I mean, baseball's a lot different than other sports like basketball and football. First-round draft picks, they're still hit or miss. Very rarely have you seen a first-round pick all of a sudden become this great player. It seems that with baseball, players that are selected further down in the draft all of a sudden become gems. So, yeah, it's nice they have the fourth overall pick. I mean, they do pan out at times, but for the most part, it's not going to be a quick fix.
No, exactly. It's not like the basketball or in most cases football as well with those very top five draft picks. But all right, so let's move on here. Away from the baseball operations, there's some other news.
Yeah, John Henry's involved with talks for public merger with Red Ball Acquisition Corporation. Red Ball's co-chairman is A's executive Billy Bean, who tried to be hired by Henry as a general manager back in 2003. The deal is expected to be worth about $8 billion. Wall Street Journal reporting that Bean will leave the A's front office to avoid a conflict of interest if the merger goes through. But Bean would not take a front office role with the Sox. He'll be more involved with the soccer team over in England and other Red Sox, or I should say John Henry investments such as the NASCAR team and whatnot. So we'll have to see how this all plays out. But, I mean, if this all goes through, I find it hard to believe that Billy Bean won't add his two cents into what the Red Sox are up to on the field. You know, so it'll be interesting to see if this even goes through. And then really what role Bean does have with the team.
Exactly. When they're all having lunch somewhere, Billy Bean's going to pop, you know, say something, you'd think.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely, no doubt about it.
Then why not, actually? You know. All right. You know something, Andy, you've always shared with us. I understand you have something here on what Nesson is doing, because the Red Sox are not in the playoffs, as we know, but they're still rocking it, right?
Yeah, they certainly are on Nesson. You can always find a game the Red Sox are going to win in fine fashion. And what they've done a lot this year is showing what they call Red Sox Classics. This week they're featuring the World Series Championship team of 2007. The next game is going to be shown tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. It's a game from September 22nd of 2007. The Sox scoring three runs at the top of the ninth with home runs from Jason Veritek and Julio Lugo to beat the Tampa Bay Devil Rays 8-6. So if you're looking for some Red Sox excitement, pull a chair up in front of the TV tomorrow afternoon at 4.
Hey, one last thing on the Red Sox before we go to the MLB playoffs. Red Sox manager, hearing anything at all?
Not really. Things have been pretty quiet on that front. Hearing a few more names popping up with other teams looking for a new manager, for example, which we're going to mention in a few minutes with the MLB notes, but the White Sox have fired their manager, and they're looking to bring in Tony La Russa, who used to manage the White Sox back in the day. So,
wasn't Sparky Anderson available? Come on.
Well, hey, you know, you'd have to dig him up, but hey, we'll take him. Better than what they got in there now.
Oh, well. Well, it's Halloween season. All right, speaking of digging people up. All right, let's go on. Major League Baseball news. Where are we, Andy, with the playoffs?
Well, we have the American League and National League Championship Series going on. The AL Championship Series is being played at Petco Park in San Diego. Last night, Game 4, the Astros stay alive, beating the Rays 4-3. The Rays lead the best-of-seven series now 3-1. Game 5 this afternoon beginning at 5:07. And over the National League Championship Series being played at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas, Game 3 last night, the Dodgers explode for 11 runs in the first inning, going to beat the Braves 15-3. The Dodgers score the most runs in the first inning of any postseason game in history with the 11. The Dodgers, in fact, have not scored 11 or more runs in an inning since August 8th of 1954. The Dodgers also setting postseason record by hitting 3 home runs in the first inning. So the Braves now lead the series 2-1. Game 4 tonight at 8:08.
All right, and you know, one of the things we've been talking about in the last couple of months is losing some great names in baseball, and this week, no exception.
Yeah, unfortunately, Bill, this has been a topic we've been talking about too often. In this past week, we've lost two more greats. Hall of Fame pitcher Whitey Ford of the Yankees passed away last Thursday at the age of 91, and then on Sunday, Hall of Fame second baseman Joe Morgan died at the age of 77.
Yeah, all too bad. All right, Andy, I know you have some other Major League Baseball news notes.
Well, as I touched on a few minutes ago, the White Sox have fired manager Rick Renteria after leading the team to its first playoff appearance since 2008. White Sox looking to bring back Tony La Russa, who was working for the Red Sox for a time. La Russa managed the White Sox from 1979 to 1986. This would be quite interesting to see La Russa back in the dugout after all these years, especially in a White Sox uniform. But we'll see how that all plays out. But other names being linked to the White Sox at this point, as you would expect, Alex Cora and former Astros manager A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, yeah. And La Russa was, he would have been at the White Sox, the Cardinals, and the A's, right? I mean,
yes, those are his stops along the way. But obviously, he does have a relationship with the White Sox owner Jerry Reinsdorf, who obviously hired La Russa back in 1979, so it's not out of the question this could happen again. In fact, the Angels have given permission for La Russa. He's currently working for the Angels front office as a consultant like he was doing for the Red Sox, but the Angels have given La Russa the permission to talk with the White Sox. So there's definitely something to this rumor, so we'll have to see how it all plays out.
All right, close it out, Andy. What else you have?
Well, Padres outfielder Tommy Pham, whose season ended last week in the playoffs, he's currently recovering in the hospital. He was stabbed on Sunday night outside a gentleman's club in San Diego. And if you have a few extra bucks to just kind of throw out the window, a rare baseball card's up for auction. 110-year-old Hannes Wagner card expected to sell for quite a bit of money. Golden Auction sold a different Wagner card in better condition for $3.12 million 4 years ago. There's only about 50 Wagner cards in existence. And I just checked the current bidding, Bill. The auction goes through Halloween, but the high bid right now, $3.12 million.
Oh, man, yeah.
And they're estimating that the bid will go over $5 million by the time it's all said and done. So somebody with a lot of money to fool around with is going after this baseball card, no question about it.
And we should alert our listeners that are interested in bidding. They do have to get their bidding in by the end of this month. Does that sound right?
Yes, the auction goes through Halloween. So you still have some time to maybe get some investors with you to try to pick up that card. But
As soon as I finish with you, Andy, I'm going to rush upstairs and check my checkbook balance. I'm going to do that. Yeah.
No, you might as well, and even check the piggy bank. You know, get a few extra dimes and quarters floating around. It all adds up.
Yeah, we do have a bag of change in the house too. Yeah, yeah. Probably a $500,000 right there. I'm sure.
There you go. It's a start.
It's a start. All right, Andy. We'll stay in touch. Anything else?
No, I mean that's basically it. We're just at this point. We're just kind of watching how the ALCS and NLCSs will wrap up, and the World Series itself will get underway on Tuesday night at the Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas.
All right. There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell here on MSO NewSports.com.